To solve the problem of the colonial currency, the lack of which was hampering commerce and trade, Macquarie makes a proposal to establish a government bank in this extract from a dispatch to Lord Liverpool, 18 October 1811.
There is one circumstance to which I beg your lordship's most serious attention, as on it seems to hinge much of the future prosperity of this colony. In consequence of there being neither gold or silver coins of any denomination, nor any legal currency, as a substitute for specie in the colony, the people have been, in some degree, forced on the expedient of issuing and receiving notes of hand to supply the place of real money, and this petty banking has thrown open a door to frauds and impositions of almost grievous nature to the country at large. The persons principally concerned in this nefarious practice are to be found among the lowest orders of society, and not infrequently among the convicts themselves, such being the credulity of the people, that the notes of hand issued by these wretches are taken and passed into as free a circulation as if guaranteed by the best securities. When a considerable quantity has been thus disposed of, the issuers either actually become insolvent or declare themselves so, in order to defraud their unwary creditors. Injurious, however, as this system is to the public, it cannot be totally laid aside until some other and better is substituted in its stead. At present, the agricultural and commercial pursuits of the territory are very much impeded and obstructed by the want of some adequately secured circulating medium. I beg, therefore, to propose to your lordship's consideration the establishment of a government colonial bank under the name of the New South Wales Loan Bank, as nearly as possible on the same system and principles as the government loan bank at the Cape of Good Hope.